This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The monsoon session of Parliament will be convened from the 21st of July till the 12th of August. This was informed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju while talking to media in New Delhi today.
Government has decided to convene the monsoon session of the Parliament from 21st July till 12th of August.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting of Union Council of Ministers in New Delhi today. It will be the first such meeting after the Pahalgam terror attack and retaliatory actions conducted by the country against Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. A meeting was held between Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the Australian Deputy Prime Minister expressed solidarity with India against terrorism. He stressed that India and Australia are close partners in defence and maritime security.
Condolences to India for all of those who were lost in Pahalgam terrorist attack. We want to make clear that Australia stands with India and all countries in combating terrorism. We acknowledge and we welcome the stoppage in military activity. We see this as an act of Indian leadership. But we will continue to work with India as we combat terrorism in all its forms.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh apprised his Australian counterpart on the challenges being faced by the country on the Western Front.
Significant milestones achieved in our bilateral defence relations since our last meeting. I hope that in the coming years, we work with a renewed momentum, effectively contributing to growth of bilateral defence relations. Excellency, today is the fifth anniversary of elevation of our relations to comprehensive strategic partnership.
Earlier, Mr. Marles was accorded a guard of honour at the Manekshaw Centre in Delhi. The Australian minister also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in Delhi. Out of the seven multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, four delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. The all-party delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, reached New Delhi this morning. They returned to India after visiting UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The multi-party delegation led by NCP, SP, MP, Supriya Sule is scheduled to return to the country this afternoon. The delegation is returning after visiting Qatar, South Africa, Ethiopia and Egypt. The parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad is currently on its visit to the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting began today to decide on the repo rate cut. Chaired by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the committee's decision will be announced on Friday. According to economists and industry experts, the central bank is likely to go for a third 25 basis points cut in the repo rate to 5.75%. About 1.8 million pilgrims from across the world, including India, are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual five-day Hajj pilgrimage began today. The pilgrims began their journey from holy city of Mecca to assemble in the tent city of Mina. They will spend the night there and move towards plains of Arafat at dawn tomorrow for the day's main ritual of Hajj, reciting prayers. Earlier, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said in a social media post that it is the constant endeavour of the ministry to ensure a comfortable and dignified journey for every Indian Hajj pilgrim. Liberal Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung was sworn in as the 21st president of South Korea today. He will serve a five-year term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Lee Jae-myung on being elected as the President of the Republic of Korea. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to working together to further expand and strengthen the India-Korea Special Strategic Partnership. At the Norway Chess 2025, Indian Grandmaster Arjun Irigasi got back to winning ways in round 8 as he defeated American Grandmaster Fabiano Caruana in an intense time scramble last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.